لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله النعمة المهداة والرحمة المزداة والسراج المنير اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد. أما بعد, the Quran says, ألا إن أولياء الله لا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون الذين آمنوا وكانوا يتقون لهم البشرى في الحياة الدنيا وفي الآخرة. No doubt, verily, the awliya of Allah, that is those who believe in the oneness of Allah and fear Allah much and abstain from all kinds of sin and evil deeds which He has forbidden, and love Allah much by performing all kinds of good deeds, no fear shall come upon them, nor shall they grieve. Those who believe, that's in the oneness of Allah and Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and used to fear Allah much, for them are the glad tidings in the life of the present world and in the hereafter. By fearing Allah, man becomes nearer to his Lord. Thereupon, he gains happiness and felicity in this life and the hereafter. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَابْتَغُوا إِلَيْهِ الْوَسِيلَةِ وَجَاهِدُوا فِي سَبِيلِهِ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. O you who believe, do your duty to Allah and fear Him, and seek the means to approach to Him, and strive hard in His cause, so that you may be successful. By fearing Allah, by achieving taqwa, man shall have the peace of mind that his children, especially the weak ones, will be looked after and taken care of by Allah. In the Quran we get this reassurance, where the Quran says, وَلْيَخْشَ الَّذِينَ لَوْ تَرَكُوا مِنْ خَلْفِهِمْ ذُرِّيَّةً ضِعَافًا خَافُوا عَلَيْهِمْ فَلْيَتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَلْيَقُولُوا قَوْلًا سَدِيدًا. And let those who have the same fear in their minds as they would have for their own if they had left weak offsprings behind, so let them fear Allah and speak right words. So God's offering us a free insurance policy here. Brothers and sisters, we are definitely departing this life. The travelers take provision to sustain their journey. Your journey to the hereafter needs only one kind of provision. That is the fear of Allah. That is taqwa. It is the provision that guarantees for all of us eternal happiness, tranquility, and a joyful life in the gardens of the paradise, inshallah. These gardens were made for those who fear Allah. For this and for other reasons, man knows that he cannot succeed without fearing Allah. Taqwa is his way out of troubles in this life and the hereafter, particularly when he is to pass over the fire at one of the stages of the Days of Judgment. Only those who fear Allah can pass that stage intact. With taqwa, Allah will be with you, helping you. And Allah only honors you if you have taqwa. He says in the Quran, إِنَّ أَكْرَمَكُمْ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ أَتْقَاكُمْ. Verily, the most honorable of you with Allah is that believer who has taqwa. The Messenger of Allah said, لا فضل للعربي على عجمي إلا بالتقوى. There is no preference of an Arab over a non-Arab except by virtue of taqwa. Some of the early people said, if a man gets out of the humiliation of wrongdoing to honor of taqwa, Allah will make him rich without wealth, strong and dignified without a tribe, and entertained without company. Fearing Allah is a cure from all illnesses. Be certain to always remain in a state of taqwa, for no one will be happy except those who keep themselves in that state. Fear Allah. Taqwa is what you equip yourselves with to encounter your enemy and thereby defeat him. Fearing Allah, that's taqwa, with yourselves, with your families, with your wealth. Fear Allah upon dealing with children, your arham, that's your relatives, your dependents, and upon fulfilling trusts that Allah has entrusted you with. In other words, you should keep taqwa before your eyes in every aspect of your life. I will end with what I started with, where the Quran says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الصِّيَامُ كَمَا كُتِبَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. So after studying all these virtues of taqwa, here is a chance. Observing fasting, as it has been ordained, will lead us to taqwa, inshallah. If we perform Ramadan's fasting as it should be done. اللهم بلغنا رمضان اللهم ارزقنا صياما نهارا وقياما ليلا واداء عباداته كما تحب لتبلغنا به التقوى يا رب العالمين اللهم اغفر للمسلمين والمسلمات المؤمنين والمؤمنات الاحياء منهم والاموات اللهم ارزقنا حبك وحب من يحبك وحب كل عمل يقربنا اليك اللهم اجعل جمعنا هذا جمعا مرحوما واجعل تفرقنا تفرقا معصوما ولا تجعل فينا ولا منا شقيا ولا محروما اللهم كن لنا ولا تكن علينا وامكر لنا ولا تمكر علينا ودبر لنا فاننا لا نحسن التدبير اللهم انصر الاسلام والمسلمين وثبت اقدام المجاهدين وبدل باسنا املا وبدل خوفنا امنا وبدل حزننا فرحا وانصرنا على من عادانا اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكها انت خير من زكاها انت وليها ومولاها ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنه وفي الاخره حسنه وقنا عذاب النار عباد الله ان الله يأمر بالعدل والاحسان وايتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون فاذكروا الله يذكركم واقم الصلاه Thank you.